A Buddhist kingdom faces radical change in 2008. Violence in India postpones a seminary graduation, and a mission agency moves to change the face of Portugal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The King of Bhutan announced that he would step down as ruler in 2008. This could be good news for Christians living in the world's only Buddhist kingdom, says Words of Hope. For security reasons, we're not mentioning his name, but this leader says a new constitution is in the works.
It is expected that Bhutan will go from being a monarchy to a constitutional monarchy, a democracy. And it is hoped that freedom of religion will increase and that the gospel may be spread more openly and freely.
That's different than today. He says two Christians were arrested after a village elder invited them to show the Jesus film in his home. The men haven't been charged.
It's been the plea of local believers that the word of this might reach the authorities. There have been some occasions in the past where news of particularly difficult persecution has reached a sympathetic ear in the king.
They're hoping for that again in this situation. Meanwhile, a Hope Givers International book stand, church, and school were recently destroyed in the Kota district in Rajasthan state. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the violence postponed annual graduation ceremonies of the Emmanuel Theological Seminary. Hope Givers International President Dr. Samuel Thomas has issued a call to prayer asking believers around the world to especially pray for peace and freedom in India throughout February and March. You're listening to Mission Network News. Greater Europe Mission reports that Portugal has 46 counties with no evangelical church. So, in less than 2 weeks, the Portuguese Evangelical Alliance will be holding a national event for Christian workers who want to see those counties with its own church by the year 2015. The challenge comes in facing several generations of people who haven't had meaningful exposure to biblical Christianity. Pray for a great multiplication of churches. Next, it's real life. Real hope and real change taking place where it's needed most, in the poorest part of the city. City Team Ministries' Kim Dilworth says their outreach relies on a partnership mentality.
People are called to our ministry in so many different shapes and form, whether it's to volunteer on the front lines feeding the homeless their supper, or if it's to mentor or work in our drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs. There are many different avenues, and we wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for the team that we have in every community.
Dilworth explains that when people come to City Team Ministries, they're desperate. When their basic needs are met, evangelism happens.
They see that these are people that love them, and they don't know what it is, but they want more of that. And this is a place where we see people giving their life to the Lord on a regular basis and becoming functioning people in the community where they actually are serving.
And English as a second language is quickly becoming a great way to not only help someone learn English, but share your faith. Cornerstone University wants to help, and they're doing so with their fifth annual ESL Ministry Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Michael Pasquale heads up Cornerstone's ESL program.
This is designed to help those that want to begin an ESL class at their church or to help develop their ministry, or even help individuals as they prepare to go overseas or work here in the States.
As the international population grows in the U.S., ESL makes international outreach easier.
Community resources are drained, school resources are drained, and it's a great opportunity for churches especially to be involved in reaching out to this very needy group, teaching English, and even working in schools and community centers, and ultimately seeing people come to know the Lord.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's your last chance, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.